are live.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's July 17th, 2023, and this is the regular town council meeting for the town of Curry Beach. John, can you lead us in the invocation, please?
Please join me in prayer. Father, we pray for wisdom, for strength, for courage to do what is right and good for all citizens. May we put the interest of others above our own. May we act with love for the common good. And may we be good neighbors, recognizing your image in every person here. We thank you for this council, our mayor, and the town staff, our first responders, and all those who work to make this place we call home such a wonderful town. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, gentlemen, please review the consent agenda items and let me know if there are any changes or recommendations.
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the consent agenda passes as published. Adoption of the regular agenda. Please take a look at the agenda and advise if there are additions or deletions. I hear nothing. I'll accept the motion.
I move that we accept the agenda as stated.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the agenda is as published. So we shall move into public comment. Do we have any public comments this evening?
No, sir.
Okay. Do we have any presentations this evening?
No, sir.
Okay. We'll go into committee business, starting with Bike Ped Advisory Committee.
Yeah, Mo's traveling back today, so the committee did not meet in July, but they are working a couple of the markets on Tuesday doing information sessions.
Yeah, I've seen them down
there.
Okay. Community Center Committee had not met for a 2 month period. They did meet this past month, and they are looking at the quarterly activities for the community. And that report will be coming out probably in a month or two. Anything to add, Nikki? Thank you. Marketing Committee. Mark, anything?
Nothing to report.
Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission. Byron. Chairman Byron, what do you got for us?
Just a few very quick things. Attorney Eldridge will be up in a few minutes presenting the text amendments for the permitted uses sections that we've been working on, and I've given you updates on over the last few months. The intent tonight will be to schedule a legislative hearing. In advance of next month's meeting, PNC will provide a recap to council for each of the zones as far as the logic behind what the suggested changes are. So that I think, you know, going into at least next month's meeting, there'll be complete transparency around the thinking behind the changes that have been recommended. Secondly, Vice Chair Barlock continues to clean up work on all the chapters within our code. I think we're finished 1 through 5 at this point, as well as the SIC code work simultaneously being done. And then just teeing up what we think of as our next initiative. As you all know, the land use plan, obviously a lot of work went into that. In the recap, there's a number of recommendations that we are supposed to consider going forward, and I don't think there's really been any work yet in that regard. So what PNC would like to do would be to go ahead and do a review of those items and then come back to council next month with at least our vision around prioritization of what should be getting attention.
Any comment on that, gentlemen? Sounds like a great idea.
I think it is. I mean, the plan does have a list of things mm-hmm. that we need to do, so I think it'd be smart to get started on.
Okay. Thank you, Byron.
Thank you.
Shoreline access.
Is this what one other thing, Mayor.
Okay.
I mean, we're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have you down here, Mr. Eldridge.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not intentionally ignoring you.
Real simple. We just need to schedule a legislative hearing, as the chairman pointed out, for the permitted use. Proposed text amendments, those are Chapter 15 development regulations, so if we could schedule that hearing for next month, then also you will consider and act on those text amendments next month.
Okay, in that regard, we actually have two opportunities. We can schedule that prior to the committee, to the regular council meeting, or we can actually do it, I guess, within the meeting. Or is there any other recommendation?
So, I'm just trying to get my head around all this, right? I think this one is, at least looks fairly significant as I'm reading through the PTAs. Y'all eliminated a bunch of stuff that in the RBs and B districts that some people I would assume would have questions on, but I don't know. Unless it's, that's what I'm not sure about. So is the, whatever the name of the last, sorry, I gotta get to the last page again to figure out what it's, home occupation, that's the one you were sort of talking about with Craig, as defined in KBC. So did a lot of those that got eliminated, Jim, move to home occupations, is that why?
No, sir, they just got eliminated.
Okay.
Now, I believe PCC anticipated questions and discussions, and yeah, as the chairman pointed out a minute ago, they'll prepare a summary of the positions they took and present that. As, what I envision next month is a legislative hearing, and then when we get to that agenda item, they'll make their presentation and you all can engage with them. With permitted uses, I didn't play a substantive role.
Right.
They're all PCC's decisions. I was just a glorified secretary. I typed them up.
No, that's fair. Mm-hmm. It just seems more substantial.
They're not on first read. They're substantive.
Yeah. Fairly significant to some of the things that are eliminated.
So you think we need to do it prior to our meeting?
Well, we can do it prior to the meeting. And if we're going to do that, because when I went through this, I did have the zoning map
right
in front mm-hmm. of me so that I could tell what was happening in what district.
You say before the meeting, I'm not quite sure.
Well, we used to do our hearings like at 5 p.m. prior to the next meeting, or we could do it within after the 6 o'clock hour, with just within the regular.
And it saves us a month if we do it that second way. If we do it at the 6 o'clock meeting after. Schedule both for the same day.
Yeah, we're going to schedule both mm-hmm. the same day, just whether we come in early or not.
I got you.
I mean, if we feel like we're going to get some public comments, I'd rather do it ahead of time.
I would. I mean, I had four or five questions, which Byron had the answer to like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of them we can do within our council meeting, but maybe this one need to see if.
Yeah, I make a motion we make it at 5 p.m. before the August council meeting. Then I just think there will be some issues. I mean, the other thing is we need to make sure the word gets out so property owners actually look at this, because sometimes stuff happens and they haven't even looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell. I don't have. I mean, I looked through it. I just don't have a read on is anyone going to care or not. I don't know.
Well, I would say what time? Let's do it before the meeting. Okay, let's have a decision. Let's do it before the meeting. How much time do you want before the meeting?
I think
5 o'clock will be fine.
5 o'clock will be fine, and we should have a zoning map for people to be able to look at.
I'm sure staff can take care of that.
Yeah.
So is that your motion, David?
Yes, that's my motion, 5 p.m.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a motion for a 5 o'clock meeting on this item previous to the regular council meeting.
Yeah, which is August 21st.
Yeah, August 21st. So, motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Shoreline access and beach protection?
Committee did not meet in July, so nothing to report.
Stormwater committee?
So we did meet for June meeting. We're after the council meetings. We worked on the map that shows where water flows go from each of the areas into the ponds and had some changes to that. And then we're not going to meet in July. So.
Okay. Moving on to department head business, unless there are any questions for stormwater. No? All right. Department head business, administration?
No update.
Thank you, Mandy. Building inspections department, John?
No updates, Mr. Mayor.
If you look through the agenda package, you can see the department reports that there is significant activity. Even if they say there's nothing, you can look at how many new builds, et cetera, et cetera. So they're busy, but nothing out of the ordinary to report. Finance department?
No updates.
No updates? Did the budget last meeting? Fire department, Mr. Kennedy?
No updates, sir.
Okay. Police department, Chief Bowden?
No updates, sir.
No updates. Public Works, Jim, I think you wanted to say something today.
Yeah, I did have to.
And I would encourage everybody to look at the department head reports.
Good afternoon. I'd like to bring this back up to council about the extra trash picked up on the weekends for individuals. Public Works would like to move this to Friday instead of Saturdays and Sundays. You can look, I've got some kind of record for the last 3 years of how things went with this. They've actually dropped some cans, so we're actually looking at like 15 cans that we have to pick up on Saturday and Sunday, which we have to drive through the neighborhoods. But we'd like to move it to Friday instead of Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly last time.
We did, and we reached out to the customers that asked for that service. It's a special service for summer collection. No one seemed to have any issues, so we'd like to make that effective the first week in August because we have to change the website and communicate it to the customers. So that way they'll get this weekend and one more weekend and then it'll switch.
We'll send out individual letters to each customer.
Yeah. Denise is who talked to them for me the first time I sent it, so we'll talk to them.
So that's your recommendation, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
I make a motion we change the Vacation Rental Summer Garbage Extra Collection from Saturdays and Sundays to Friday morning.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You got it, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And who do we work with on the website to get that fixed? Okay. Jimmy and I'll get with you. You know, it's the garbage page.
Okay. Garbage page.
Recreation Department, Nikki.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm going to get the PDF open. I'm presenting this information to you tonight as the ADA coordinator, and this is the results. Proposed solutions from the results of the ADA parking assessment that we did earlier this year that I got together with Ian in Public Works, and we looked at each of the issues that were brought up in that report and came up with a workable solution to each of those. First is just the recap, but I put all the results from there. This is a work in progress. These are all the signs that were either faded or missing, and they are working on that. I know some have already been replaced, and the signs have been ordered, and they'll continue to work on that as they can. The immediate other needs is the action items kind of for right now. So there were four specific areas that you do need to take action on in the near future. I'm going to go through each of these individually, and there's photos so that you can see examples clearly. So the first was the I Avenue lot. Due to the number of total spaces on West I Avenue, the I Avenue lot, and on street parking there, we do need to have 4 total ADA parking spaces in that area. There's currently only 2 in the lot, so the proposed solution there is to turn 2 spaces on the south side of that lot closest to the access into accessible spaces. And
is that so? I'm sorry to interrupt. I apologize. So does that mean you're counting the spaces on the west side as part of that lot? That's why you're doing it that way?
We have to break it up into read areas and then assess each area. And
but you're counting the ones on the west side as well?
For all of the west side. Okay. As well. There's 95 spaces total in the area.
I understand.
So each parking space is 9 feet wide, so we need a total of 21 feet in order to make 2 just regular accessible spaces with an access, a shared access aisle between them. I don't know if there's enough space on the left side here, the east side, to take that extra three feet. That's why it says potentially 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. But someone with greater knowledge than I in that regard can see, because we still need room for those 2 spaces, 2 accessible spaces that are close directly next to the access to pull in and pull out. So. The next area is South Atlantic Avenue. Now, this one does have a loading zone next to it, but due to the fact that there are cars that park and stay parked in that loading zone, we do need to have it marked as, like, each access aisle should be distinctively marked. And that one does not have the access aisle, so it's an easy solution. You just take the 5 feet adjacent to that space and notch it differently and, you know, delineate that as the access aisle to that space. The next area is on East K. Now, this one doesn't have the access aisle, nor does it have the curb ramp to get up to the sidewalk. So the easiest solution there is to move it to Atlantic Avenue, just a few feet from where it's currently located. We do have this parking space right here is already an accessible space, and then with this is a wider than necessary. So we wouldn't lose a parking space, but we would just turn this into a van space with the access aisle and then a regular accessible space. And it would also match the layout of the other accessible spaces on Atlantic Avenue North.
And you'll do away with the one on K?
Correct.
It'll become a regular parking
space. Convert back to a regular parking space.
I mean, that's an even, that doesn't hurt us at all.
Right. No, that's really better.
Nope.
And then the last area where we have control is 3rd Avenue. These spaces are on-street parallel parking, and they do still require that 5-foot access aisle adjacent to the parking space. And without either going into the grass and sidewalk or into the street, there's not room to create that 5-foot access aisle adjacent to the 3 spaces. So the easiest solution is to move them across the street to the community center lot. So there's space in front and on the side. We could technically put 4. There's 2 existing in the front of the community center. And then these 2 are spaces. This is not a parking space, although people do park there. But it would be nice to leave 1 regular space there for loading and unloading when we have rentals or staff and folks using the facility. But to create this one, it would just be a matter of putting the signs up and doing some painting. And then on the side of the building, these ones, space-wise, it's already the right measurement, so you could just put the signage and the lane markings up. And we wouldn't lose any spaces there either, right. Be a one-to-one conversion.
Do we need to what do we need to do on the church side? On the sidewalk, is there a curb cut there already?
In front of the church there, I don't think it's ADA regulation curb ramp because it's the transition wouldn't.
You asked the same question I did. and Nikki actually had a great point. Why do we want people to get out of their vehicles and walk down the street if they're handicapped?
Well, if they were using
it's better just to cross the street.
Well, the ramp would
right.
have to go.
Do we need to put a crosswalk? Paint it there?
Crosswalk there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she caught me on that one too.
Okay.
On this one, Nikki, can you ask the pastor of the church just his thoughts? before we decide what, since it's in off-season anyway, because there may be some handicapped people that like parking on that side of the road so they don't have to go across the street.
Right, and I mean, we could leave it, but it technically would not be
no,
a space for the legal requirement.
I understand. Or we could fix
it. And they do have parking on the back. I don't know if
yeah.
on their private.
I know. Just asking.
I will, definitely.
Thank you.
That's a town street. We don't need any special permission for crosswalk in there. If you want to paint.
Yeah, we can paint it. We can paint it, yeah.
It's our street. We can paint it. Yeah, we don't need a right-of-way agreement to do that.
If we do put a crosswalk in there, we're going to need a curb, an official curb ramp there. Hmm.
So. Okay.
And then the last area. It's just the long range needs. A lot of the beach access lots are gravel, and that part of the ADA doesn't meet the ground surface coverage and is firm, stable, slip resistant. So I say just continue to go after grants as we can when they become available and update those as we can. And additionally, with the 7th Avenue, Joey's Park parking. We don't technically need, because all of the work that we do need to take more immediate action on is proposed for off-season. If you guys have questions or want to do a deeper dive into any of this, we can. I just want to get it in front of you so we could be ready for the off-season. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have any further questions, we can.
Jimmy's team helped you on these decisions, right?
Correct.
So we have a choice, gentlemen. We could actually wait and approve the plan next time, or we could let them know that we approve this plan and Jimmy can do his planning as to when that work can be accomplished. But I'm open to either.
Well, either way, Jimmy, you're not going to get to it to what, September or late after?
Yeah, it'd be after season.
Okay. So you want to, okay. Nikki, it's well thought out. And with minimum interruption to the available amount of spaces, and I think where they're going is much better for the handicapped individuals. So, nice job.
Thank you. Do you want to point out, too, I forgot to mention this earlier, our recreation intern is in the house this evening at her first council meeting. I think most of you have met Lily, but she is attending her first council meeting.
We're trying to get her out of her shell. She's coming along quite nicely. So
she's been a great addition. She's been with us almost 2 months now. So
yeah, Lily's doing fine.
Yeah,
very exciting stuff.
But thank you,
Nikki. Okay, we actually don't have any old business scheduled unless Jim has something he wants to speak to, but I think you're under new business.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, are we holding off on approving the plan, or are we going to have a motion to approve for Nikki's item?
I guess we're going to let Nikki contact the pastor, see if there's any issues on that particular area, and then we will probably approve the plan in the next meeting.
Okay, perfect.
It could be all a consent agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it may give the council members a little more time to take a look at the areas.
Yeah, if y'all have any questions, drive by and look at them. Nick, you'd be glad. Yeah,
because I've done that, and it just, I think it's good work. Okay, Jim.
Thank you, sir. I believe the first item is the contract for Joey Park's engineering and planning services for Joey's Park with Banesh. I think that's how you call it.
Yes, Banesh.
So I negotiated with Banesh. I got all the changes that I wanted. Also, this, like we did before with Banesh, this is an engineering services contract. So instead of having to do an RFP under the Minnie Brooks statute, we can exempt it by resolution. So you've got two items before you on this particular matter. One is to consider and act on the agreement itself, and then if you adopt the agreement and authorize the mayor to execute it, adopt a resolution exempting it from the Mini Brooks Act, just like you've got in front of me. Any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
So the contract, Jim, says you would like to see it?
Yes, Dinesh is one of the few firms that we have dealt with both previously, I think for the Sandman lot.
Yes.
And in this instance, they're one of the very few that require very little changes to their terms and conditions. Interestingly, as compared to the next item, they agreed to increase the limitation of liability to their insurance limits and not the contract fee, which is the opposite of what we ran into on the next item. But other than that, I think we just had to add an attest for the town clerk. And most importantly, and I never see them, and the vendors ought to realize it's crucial, the pre-audit certificate from Marlin. There is North Carolina case law that voids a contract from any legal or equitable relief if that pre-audit is missing. And I recently settled a claim that a vendor put on another town by pointing out that their contract was voided. So they settled.
Okay. All right. So before we vote on the contract, we have to vote on the resolution?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the design contract with Benash Incorporated Company for the Joe Eads Park renovation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Contract is approved.
The resolution number that you want to act on is R23-05.
Yes, sir. Make a motion we approve resolution R23-05 exempting Bosch from the Mini Brooks Act.
Yes.
Yep.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Resolution passed.
Timing here. They can begin immediately. Nikki, what are we talking about to get started on this?
Fairly immediately, the public meeting would be September.
Okay.
So we'll start work with them on getting the inventory and kind of existing conditions, all the pre-meeting work, and then looking at having that public
meeting September. So you start on the inventory now? And,
yes.
Yep. Okay.
I know there are quite a few people interested in when that will start. Okay. Jim, we're ready for the beach management plan.
Thank you, Mayor. This is very almost identical to the previous agenda items, just a different vendor and a different contract topic. This is the It's rare that I really get into protracted negotiations over provisions that we want to see to the contract, but that was the case here. What we got them on, and as you all know from previous communications, we compromised on the limitation of liability. Again, this is a contract for someone to write a plan that CRC is going to approve or disapprove. So the risk of liability seems to be low to me, so that was an acceptable compromise. I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have about this Moffitt Nickel contract to produce the beach management plan, which is a requirement we have to meet. Again, if you approve the contract, then you want to entertain a motion to adopt resolution to R23-06, exempting this engineering firm from the Mini Brooks Act's requirements.
John, this is what we talked about previously. This allows us to have a little more latitude on what we pick as a development or vegetation line.
That's correct, yes, sir.
So we have more control over what's going on with the beach once they approve it and the plan is approved.
I don't know about more control, but it allows for more room on the oceanfront houses. Better bang for the buck for the builders or homeowners that want to add on to the properties.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a requirement under the recent amendments to the CAMRA regs.
Yeah, based on the changes from the CRC.
It is not a requirement. We do not have to do the speech management plan at all. But in my opinion, we should.
Yes.
Now, timing of this, we had talked briefly about grants and funding for this. If we don't need to do it right away, can we continue to look for some funding source before we go forward with this?
We did talk about that, but I don't know of anything that's out there for planning grants or anything right now. But
there are some camera grants floating around.
Yeah, that's for like beach access and some other things. Right. But
yeah, but I think Wrightsville and someone else got a grant last year or 2 years ago for doing a beach management plan. So I just didn't know if there are any new ones coming up.
So if something does come up, we certainly should apply for it. I would say that. So is your recommendation, Dennis, are you talking about delaying doing this until we have grant money, or what's your thought?
I think it's probably something we should just, you know, give it a, you know, a few weeks to give us a chance to take a look before we enter into the contract. Because I don't know if we get grants, then we have to go through a different process, correct?
I'm sure. I mean, usually there's procurement requirements associated with that.
Yeah.
According to their website, right now their grant cycle is closed.
Yeah, Carolina Beach in 2022 got 18,000, but right now they're not showing any. And I don't know what's happening, and I haven't heard in the legislature what they're doing either.
I'm just wondering if we should at least inquire if they're going to open it up again.
Let's see what it says.
Yeah, Wrightsville Beach got 17,000 for one. Oak Island got a grant.
How much is their grant?
25,000 for Oak Island.
But I mean, I think the issue is if they're going to do it, they're going to. It looks like the cycle is applications are due December 1st. So I mean,
it's worth an inquiry to give them a call or see if they have any plans to open this up again. If not, then I think we should go forward. But if they think that it may open it up again, submit a grant by December, that's doable.
Did they say how long their contract was good for? Their bid?
No,
Jim?
I didn't see any information about that.
I didn't see it in there either. That's the only thing is it goes up, right?
I will say they're pretty focused on contract formalities.
Well, gentlemen, I think Dennis has a reasonable question.
I mean, I think we could possibly get Adrian to look into it if you want her to write the, you know, that she's doing those other camera grants for us right now. If you would like her, I'd be more glad to contact her.
Well, there's got to be one open first, right?
I think
we don't know that there's going to be money allocated.
Well, that's the question, right? So the budget doesn't get approved. The state budget should be getting approved.
Right now, the buckets are approved. They're semi-approved. Of course, I talked to Charlie about it last week. So they got a way to go, even on our request.
So I think it's worthwhile to hold this until next month while we see if they're going to have funding for similar grants. I agree with Dennis. If you call them, they probably will tell us they're going to have a
John, can you do that? Can you call CRC and see if...
Is that who it was from? I don't know.
See if they think they've got money coming up in the next grant cycle.
No, it's from... North Carolina Environmental Quality is the...
DEQ?
The Division of Coastal Management is the one who did the grant program. It's under 15A NCA C07L, whatever that is.
I mean,
yes, sir.
I mean, you know the people over there. They could probably give you a pretty quick answer on it. It'd be worth the try.
Yeah, I mean, look, anytime we can save money, that's a smart thing to do. A little sorry we missed that cycle, but evidently we missed it.
Yeah, yeah.
So... John, will you take the initiative to make that phone call?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And then, do I have a recommendation to table this until the next, do you need a motion for that?
Yeah, well, I move we table this until the next town council meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Jim, thanks for all the work.
Thank you.
We'll get back to it.
Yes?
Yep. Okay. The last item under new business is approving resolution 2307 for the water system asset inventory, and then approving R 23-08 for project number AIAWARP 0133 for sewer system asset inventory. So we have two resolutions which essentially acknowledge us receiving $150,000 to do each study.
If council plans to approve those resolutions, you will have to change the number because you didn't approve resolution 06. So it will change the numbers to R2306 and 07. Just keep that in mind.
Fair enough. Okay. So this is to get the state to give us money to improve our system.
Yes, absolutely.
I make a motion we approve R23-06 for the water system project and R23-07 for the sewer asset inventory with the number changes recommended by the town clerk.
Second.
Okay. This is us accepting $150K in both efforts. Mm-hmm.
300.
This is really $300,000, yeah. Yes. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Nice job by the team that worked on it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a little foolish to turn that down. Okay, that takes us to the items, mayor items. The only thing that I would mention is that people are generally interested in parking. Parking is moving ahead quite well this year. We've had some nice weather, so we've been able to stay significantly ahead of last year. That's a nice statement, but it's not totally a great statement because last year was a down year based on pipes on the beach and storms. So, but this year we are ahead of last year and well on track to cover the items we'd like to cover with that in the general budget. Commissioner items? Commissioner Allen, you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Panikalik?
No, Mayor.
Commissioner Hagler?
Just a reminder for everyone, it is hurricane season. Please make sure you're paying attention to the storms and taking care of your property.
Mayor Pro Tem?
Okay. Greenway feasibility study, we have our initial meeting tomorrow, which is a Zoom meeting with the design team and the steering committee, which encompasses none of this money has directly come to us since the state of North Carolina paid for it, and it's a state project with everything going on south of town. So this is we're just part of a committee meeting, and that starts tomorrow. We'll see how the schedule goes from there. And then we finally have our first meeting on the intersection project at Fort Fisher and Kay, scheduled for August 8th, where the consultant will have a site visit and we'll get started with NCDOT. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. We are going into closed session, so I will accept a motion for closed session.
Make a motion to go into closed session for attorney-client privilege per General Statute 143-318-11A3.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.